I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Club's fun size Valentine's special.
The day of love.
If you've convinced your partner that Monster Munch or an aphrodisiac, this is the podcast you need. I'm Juicy Joe. And with me is my fellow Valentine voluptuous Victoria.
I mean, you could take that as offensively.
I'm taking it as okay. As belting. All right. Pee-wee producer Paul.
What?
Is also here.
Who came up with that?
Spending the next 15 minutes with us is guaranteed to leave you better prepared for a memorable Valentine's
Day. What more do you need than us?
All right, let's get our first story.
Okay, so let's help one couple navigate this tricky time of year.
Okay.
So this couple are dreading Valentine's Day after getting into a huge row last year. She's on a diet and removed any tempting sweet treats from the house. On Valentine's Day, he bought her a selection of Valentine's-themed donuts from her favourite bakery.
Oh, that's true love.
That is lovely. She thanked him for the present, but said that she didn't want to break her diet and took them into work for her colleagues.
Wow.
He was so upset that she gave away her gift. Who was in the right?
Well, schoolgirl error, why tell him?
Yes. Yes.
It feels like, oh, thanks ever so much. Oh. And then you don't know what happens to him. It's all fine. My boyfriend has used me dieting as an excuse to not buy shit before.
Wow.
And he's gone, well, there's nothing I could get you really because, you know, you don't want chocolates. You don't want me to buy you this, blah, blah, blah. And you just go, well,
there are
you know
other
what? If you bought them, I would be polite enough, as we've discussed many times, to have one.
My boyfriend's terrible with gifts, as in he will happily buy you things, but you have to tell him what to get.
Mm.
So for birthdays, it's like, well, tell me exactly what you want and I'll get it. So when it comes to things like this, there won't be any surprise chocolates or things like that because I haven't asked for them. If I'd have said, oh, yeah, a box of chocolates would be nice, he would happily go and get some.
Right.
If I said, oh, no, it's just some flowers.
Would you have to say which chocolates?
Probably quite specific.
Yeah.
He does like things spelling out for him, bless him.
Yeah.
So, if I want to sabotage my diet, obviously, I will ask for them and that'll be fine.
And have you?
Not yet.
No.
No, but, you know, I do like a discounted Valentine's chocolate.
Yes, happy to. So you Thursday,
get, so, yeah,
guys.
So you get more for your money then,
yeah.
Especially the discounted flowers as well. Happily buy myself some flowers.
So you're happy to do it a day late. What do you think this woman should have done then?
I'm on his side, I think.
Should he not have known better?
I still think it's a nice gift. It's her favourite bakery, knowing that she likes them.
But he's put temptation in her way, and obviously he knows that she's really focused.
And yeah, but it's one day.
That is true.
It's one day. It's showing that he
It's only a dozen donuts. Oh. I don't know what it was.
But it shows that he listened because he knows it's her favourite bakery.
Yeah, that is true.
I think, a bit like you, I think she should have just gracefully accepted it.
Yeah.
Made out that she'd eaten them herself.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, dished them out. But she didn't have to tell him. I think that's the problem.
Not lying, just not telling.
Sure.
There's a huge difference, Paul.
It is a bit of a pain when your partner's on a diet. My wife has definitely told me to stop buying her things from time to time. And if I went to M&S, I always used to buy her just like a pot of profiteroles because she loves those.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a nice, like, just cheap, nothing.
Yeah, but there's not a lot in there, so it's not a lot of calories in that, though.
that fresh cream, chocolate and shoe pastry?
Yeah, but there's not loads in there, though, is there? There's only...
Well,
how many did you buy? One of those mountain ones?
No, no, just one. Just one small one. But it's like...
Fucking hell.
But no, the one small pot. Oh, that was it. Just
what I mean,
as a, but that's just a... If I'm going there, I'll buy it just as a nice gesture. Nice,
but I think food is like a love language anyway. Mm. So I would be happy with food.
Yeah.
The thing I don't get about him is why he's upset. Because to me... Valentine's Day is just about getting through this unscathed. It's like there's no romance involved in it. It's just want to try and get through it. And you bought the gift. She thanked you for the gift. Yeah, that's a win. What happens after with those donuts after that? I couldn't give a toss.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Let's just all be polite.
It's a bit of a weird one, this one, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
While we're on the subject of romantic food... Can I show you the chocolates I bought my wife for Valentine's this year?
Yes,
please. Hope you'll agree that she will enjoy them.
Oh, oh God! No.
Yeah.
What are they called?
After dinner willies. They're like after 8 minutes, but in the shape of willies.
Yeah, and to be fair, there's a good girth on that picture. Yeah. So she's getting a lot for her money.
Yeah, totally. She'll love that, right?
Oh, God.
Romantic?
Romance is not dead, guys. Oh, romance is not dead. We did, of course, ask you guys.
We did.
For your thoughts.
We did.
Not on after dinner willies.
But I'm sure people will be commenting on those.
They will.
Well. We'll have to share them. well, not share them, share the
okay,
picture.
Okay, can be very good.
Actually, that reminds me of one time that, not edible, but my boyfriend bought me some bath bombs because I love a bath. Really, I thought, oh, how lovely. He's gone to Lush or something. No, he'd order them wherever. And they were all like boobs, willies, or like kisses, or like just, weird sexual.
Sexy bath time.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, thanks. I really want a bath with a pair of boobs in there.
Floating along.
Yeah, great, lovely, thank you.
Great present.
regarding the dilemma, Rachel says, the question is... Did she say she didn't want sweet treats? She may have removed other treats from the house, but if you don't say anything, men won't notice.
Well,
and that is true.
Fickle creatures.
That is very true.
Lizzie says, if you know your partner is on a diet, why would you even consider a food gift? Flowers are always a safer bet.
There is always a safer bet.
And
also, because it has to be easy for most men to bother.
Yeah.
So flowers are easy.
Yeah, they are. I would prefer flowers.
Would you?
Yeah. I do. I love flowers, yeah.
I mean, I love flowers and also Raffaello's.
And after-dinner willies.
And after-dinner willies. Well, they look good.
Mm. Do they do flowers in the shape of willies for Valentine's? Well, I'll Google it.
Let's find out. Philippa says, I'm firmly on his side.
Okay.
If you're on a diet but your other half buys an edible treat, it's for one of these reasons. A, he's bored of diet food, so knows if you have this, you'll fall off the wagon again for a few days.
Yeah, he probably gets some then. Yeah,
then he gets a benefit.
Yeah.
B, he's supportive but really wants donuts. He knows that you'll be upset if he suggests buying some. So he treats you, meaning... You'll eat one donut and give the rest to
That's
him.
Probably why he's annoyed, because he wanted the donuts himself.
Oh, yes.
That would make sense, wouldn't it?
My birthday cake from Matt.
It's always for Matt, though, isn't it?
It is always his favourite flavour. But without any shadow of a doubt.
Zoe says, in his defence, if the woman is anything like me, he doesn't know whether he's coming or going with her diet.
Oh, well, Zoe, that feels unfair. Ruth says, he's either a complete half-wit and forgot or absolutely knew what he was doing and bought them knowing he would end up eating the lot.
Yeah. I can't believe we didn't think of that.
I know, agreed.
Yeah. Nicola says, I just asked my hubby what his thoughts were. He said he'd probably do the same because he'd look good and he works with me. So his colleague is my colleague. So it would be a win-win for him.
Oh, God. Either way, he's getting some donuts.
Yeah.
Remember, you can get 3 podcasts from us each week, 2 on this feed and an extra portion on Patreon. Patreon's just £4 a month. The benefits are bigger than ever. There's going to be a new sticker available to new Patreons every month this year. February is the long-awaited NSV sticker. You can also get full access to our weight loss certificates, a brand new podcast just for Patreon members only every single Monday, and the full back catalogue and free spot prizes too. And that includes cash.
Yeah.
So enjoy that. Patreon.com/secretslimpod, or you can search for The Secret World of Slimming Clubs on the Patreon app.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, let's get our next story.
I have scoured the internet to find the sexiest diet to keep you on plan.
Okay.
And turned on this Valentine's, and I think I found it.
Go on.
Okay.
So it's called, you're not ready for this.
I don't think I am, you're right.
The sexy pineapple diet.
Okay.
Okay, basically.
What am I doing with that pineapple?
So it was actually a book from the 1970s. Written by a Danish psychologist and sexologist.
And therefore is qualified.
The diet is simple. On 2 days a week, you eat nothing but fresh pineapple. And on the other 5 days, you eat whatever you like.
Okay.
Sold. Yeah? Great.
Okay.
I feel like there's got to be more.
Where's the sexy bit?
Oh, sexy.
In it. Or not, as the case may be.
The book promises that this diet will leave you slimmer, with more energy and increased sexual capacity.
Oh, because you've got more energy. Have you only got more energy because you're slimmer?
I think that's what it's saying.
Okay,
or what does sexual capacity mean?
I don't know. I bet you're Googling it, though, Paul.
I don't know. What kind of capacity have you got at the moment?
Very weird terminology, isn't it? So, in later years, the author did admit that the diet wasn't based on any scientific evidence. He just really liked pineapples.
You know what, though? Pineapple.
That's mental.
Taking your sexual capacity out of it,
yeah.
Should we know what that means. Mm-hmm. Pineapples will 100%. If you had them all day, you'd need Imodium.
So he basically...
That's not sexy, by the way.
Just made up a diet, sold a shit ton of books.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A shit ton of pineapples.
Yeah.
For nothing.
100%.
All because
what was his name?
Pineapples.
Del Monte. 100%. 100%. But anybody going to try this?
Well, if he really liked pineapples and it's about, it's called the sexy pineapple diet, I'm picturing they come in rings.
Stop talking. Stop talking. We don't need a sticker with this on. And we also don't need any images.
It's just
what's going
bizarre.
Where? We don't need any of it, Paul.
Sexy pineapple.
No.
That's a fetish. I'm sorry, but
it's
it is. It's a pineapple fetish.
Can we not talk about... Mum listens to this.
Okay, sorry.
Jesus.
Sorry about pineapple rings.
Sorry,
oh,
James
my God. Bob. Each fun size episode, we want to hear about the two sides of your dieting personality. We do it every week. It's your slimming angel and your slimming devil.
Hi, I'm Nikki. When I am a slimming angel, the menu plans come out. Breakfast, lunch, dinner and snacks, a whole week's worth of menus. Nothing that isn't written down passes these lips. They're calorie counted to the last calorie. 2 litres of water is drunk every day. 10,000 to 15,000 steps per day.
Wow.
Baked oats are a staple. Lots of chicken. lots of speed food, lots of fruit to snack on, minimal
pineapples,
crisp and chocolate. The only problem is, when I'm a devil, the menu disappears. The chocolate becomes not one little bar from a multi-pack, but two massive bars that are supposed to be shared. Never. A giant pack of crisps a day. The only problem is, I'm a slimming angel for at least a week, and I'm a slimming devil for at least a month.
Oh no!
So now, instead of only having one stone left to target, I've put back on the 2.5 stone
oh,
I lost
Nikki!
In the first place. Oh well, let's find the menus.
Imagine being that close as well. Oh, no. Oh bless.
Oh my god. I can't even remember what it's like to be that close. Well done, Nikki. We want to hear about your slimming angel and slimming devil that's inside of you. You've just got to send us a voice note on our socials at Secret Slim Pod, and everybody who we feature on the podcast gets a slimming angel sticker. That is it for this episode of Fun Size. We will be back with another podcast on Thursday, extra portions over on Patreon on Monday, and more Fun Size next Tuesday, hopefully without the visual things going into a pineapple ring. Whether you're slimming or sinning, please remember,
there's no shame in a game.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.